Hallelujah, Shaka Papa Sito, oh Shabu.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you. You are awesome in this place. You are awesome, Lord. You are awesome, Lord. We worship your holy name. We worship your holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just worship him, worship him, worship him. He is worthy of all honor, praise, and glory. Worship you, Lord. I worship you. I exalt your name. I lift up your holy name. Come, have your way in me and through me today, O Lord. Let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight. Teach through me today. Share your heart. Lord Jesus, blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. I love you, Yeshua. Lift him up. Lift up his name. Tell him how much you love him. You are worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Pray in your holy language, your heavenly tongue. Pray to him. Let the Holy Spirit pray those perfect prayers through you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, Shakababasi. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible, it tells me so. Jesus loves me. Oh, this I know. Oh, the Bible, it tells me so. Little ones belong to him. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know. Oh, Jesus loves me. Oh, this I know. Oh, the Bible, it tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Don't you know that Jesus loves you? Remind yourself today that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. They're saying in his Hebrew name, Yeshua. Yeshua loves me. This I know. For the Bible, it tells me so. Yeshua loves me. This I know. For the Bible, it tells me so. Little ones, yes, little ones, to him belong. They are weak, oh, but he is strong. I am weak, but you are strong. You are strong. So it's okay if I'm weak, 'cause you are strong. Oh, Yeshua, you love me. You love me so. And long ago, you took the children on your knee. You said, let them come. Let them come to me. So we come like little children. We come and climb onto your knee. Oh, Lord, you love us. You love us so. We lean into your chest to hear your very heartbeat. Oh, let your heart beat in our ears. May we hear the heartbeat of our Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yeshua, Yeshua. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you that you still love us today. You still walk with us today. You never leave us or forsake us. You are our friend. You're the lover of our soul. You're the light that lights our path. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you wash our sins away. You wash our sins away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. You have bled and died for me. Thank you, Yeshua. And now we will live for you. We are yours. We are yours. We are yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are the children of the Most High God. We are the children of the Most High God, kingdom citizens. Lord, help us to live like we're kingdom citizens, so that when people see us and see our lives, they know that you are real, that you are alive, and that you love us, and you take good care of your children. Your children are not begging bread. Your children are not poor and sick. Lord, you take good care of us. And we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that we are prospering in every area of our life because you are a faithful God. You're a good Father. Good faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I truly believe that. He's a good Father. He's a good God. He's not going to fail us. He never will leave us or forsake us. As we continue to put our faith and trust in Him and Him alone, He will take care of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us to walk in the holy fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Right now, pull us into your presence. Tuck us close under your wing. Thank you, Lord, for the portal that just opened up in this room. Thank you, Lord, for your angels. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Holy Creator, we honor you. We lift you up. We exalt your holy name. Tune us in completely. Every part of our being. Holy Spirit, we need you. We love you. We can't live without you. There's nothing we can say or do that would be pleasing to you, that would be of eternal value without you. Lord, we want to speak and do things that have eternal value. Wash us, cleanse us. Balm of Gilead, poured out upon us and cleanse us and heal us. Take your heavenly hyssop and clean us a lot, Lord, with your blood. Holy Spirit, thank you. High Priest of Heaven. See Yeshua right now taking hyssop and dipping it in his blood and splashing it on us, cleansing us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Hola basi torko shandara. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hide us in your presence, Lord. Hide us inside you. Draw us into you, Lord. Hide us. Protect us. We put on the armor that you've given us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Helmet of salvation. Gospel shoes of peace. Belt of truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Shield of faith. We take on our armor. We put it on and we take up our shield of faith. Take our sword. Sword of spirit. We do battle. We resist the enemy, and he flees from us. And the thief will be made to restore sevenfold all that he has stolen. In peace, in joy, in love, in finances, and health, and resources, and time. Redeem the time, oh God. Help us to redeem the time. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. lion. The tribe of Judah has entered. The King of Kings. The song just came up in my spirit. Breath of Heaven. I know it's supposed to be a Christmas song about Mary, the mother of Jesus, but listen to the words. I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside. And I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear in a world as cold as stone. Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be with me now. Breath of Heaven, hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of Heaven. Oh, Breath of Heaven. Light up my darkness. Pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of Heaven, do you wonder, as you watch my face, if a wiser one could have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me. Breath of Heaven. And it repeats about Breath of Heaven. Hold me together. Be forever near me. Breath of Heaven. Breath of Heaven. Light up my darkness. Pour over me your holiness. For you are holy. Breath of Heaven. I think we can all, in some degree, I think we need to put ourselves in that place, because we do carry something inside us. God wants to birth through us in the earth. And he chooses each of us to carry that thing, that part of Yeshua in the kingdom of heaven that he wants to birth in us and through us. And sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we feel afraid. We feel like maybe somebody else should have been chosen to do what we have been called to do. And that's when we cry out for the breath of heaven to breathe life into us and to breathe strength into us, to light up our darkness and to pour his holiness out upon us. Because he is holy, and we need to be holy as he is holy. And we need his help. So let the breath of heaven breathe into you now. Light and love and peace and holiness and encouragement to encourage you to stay close to him and to breathe him in. And breathe him out. And what he has begun in you, the good work he has begun in you, he will complete. He is faithful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Today, we are in the middle of celebrating the joyous Feast of Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. This is a time of great rejoicing, a time to give thanks to Yahweh for the harvest and for his presence in our lives. I feel his presence here today. And I am so thankful that I have been given this opportunity to be a kingdom citizen, and to be his child, and allow his presence to flow through me. Hallelujah. You're in Leviticus 23, 42 through 43. Yahweh commands us to dwell in sukkahs, or booths, for 7 days. This is supposed to be a reminder of how our ancestors lived in temporary shelters during their journey through the wilderness. It's a reminder of Yahweh's faithfulness and provision for his people. We do need to remember that today. I don't know about you, but I need to remember how faithful my Father in heaven is, how faithful he is to us every single day, and the provision he gives to us every single day, and that he will not fail us. He will not stop providing for us. As long as we walk in his presence, walk in the Spirit, walk with him, he will be there for us. Hallelujah. And as we sit in our sukkah, surrounded by the lush greenery of the etrog, lulav, hadassim, and ervot, we are reminded of Yahweh's blessings in our lives. The sukkah represents the temporary nature of this life. It is frail and vulnerable to the elements, just as we are. But even in its fragility, the sukkah is a symbol of joy and thanksgiving. The etrog, lulav, hadassim, and ervot are the four species used in the celebration of Sukkot. Each of these elements has a rich spiritual meaning, and they can be seen as a picture of believers in Messiah Yeshua. The etrog, or citron, which is like a lemon or citrus fruit, is a fragrant fruit, and it's shaped like a heart in Israel. The one that they use is shaped like a heart. It is said to represent those who have both Torah knowledge and do good deeds. For believers in Yeshua, the etrog can represent those whose hearts are filled with the fragrance of Messiah, who live according to his teachings and do good works in his name. The lulav, which is the palm branch, it's tall and upright with a single stem but many leaves. It is said to represent those who have Torah knowledge but do not do good deeds. For believers in Yeshua, the lulav can represent those who have head knowledge of Messiah but do not live out their faith in practice. They may know the scriptures but do not bear the fruit of righteousness. The hadassim, or myrtle branches, have beautiful, fragrant leaves, but no fruit or fragrance. They are said to represent those who do good deeds, but have no Torah knowledge. For believers in Yeshua, the hadassim can represent those who live godly lives and do good works, but do not have a deep understanding of the scriptures. They may have a zeal for Messiah, but lack wisdom and discernment. The ervot, which are willow branches, have no fragrance or fruit. They are said to represent those who have neither Torah knowledge nor do good deeds. For believers in Yeshua, the ervot can represent those who are immature in their faith. They may be still learning and growing, not yet bearing much fruit for the kingdom. These four species are waved together in all four directions, symbolizing that Yahweh is king over all the earth. This could be seen as a picture of believers from all nations and backgrounds coming together in unity to worship and serve Messiah Yeshua, who is King of Kings. When believers wave the lulav, they pray for rain, both physical and spiritual. They pray for Yahweh to pour out his Spirit and bring a harvest of righteousness. They pray for Messiah Yeshua to come and establish his kingdom, bringing peace and redemption to Israel and the world. In Messiah Yeshua, we are called to be like the etrog, having both spiritual knowledge and doing good deeds. We are to be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. You can read about that in Psalms 1:3. We are to be fragrant with the aroma of Messiah, shining his light to the world. But we are also like the Hadassim and Erevot at times. We have head knowledge of Messiah, but we don't always live out his practices. We may do good deeds, but lack deep spiritual understanding. We may be immature and still growing in our faith. But Messiah Yeshua is patient with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Like a farmer waiting for his crops to mature, he prunes us and nourishes us that we may bear much fruit for his kingdom. As we celebrate Sukkot, waving the lulav and dwelling in the sukkah, let us pray to be like the etrog, filled with the fragrance of Messiah and bearing fruit for his kingdom. Let us pray for spiritual rain that we may be refreshed and our faith may flourish. Let us pray for Messiah Yeshua to come and establish his kingdom, bringing redemption and peace to Israel and the world, not only in the future, but now in our lives, in our sphere of influence. Let us be conduits of the kingdom, advancing the kingdom in our sphere of influence. As Yeshua taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I've taught on this before. Yes, we are to be bringing heaven to earth. Our lives should manifest the glory of the Most High and what the kingdom is like, so that people are drawn into the kingdom, drawn to Messiah. Hallelujah. As we celebrate Sukkot, let us also remember to focus on what is eternal, not what is temporary. Let us rejoice in Yahweh's blessings, but let us not become attached to the things of this world. Let us find our joy and contentment in Yeshua, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All the feasts of the Lord are prophetic pictures that Yeshua has or will fulfill. Yeshua has already begun to fulfill the Feast of Sukkot, and he will complete its fulfillment in the future. Here are some ways in which he fulfills this feast of the Lord. Yeshua is our sukkah. A sukkah is a temporary dwelling place that provides shelter and protection. Yeshua is our eternal dwelling place, our refuge and shelter. In him we find safety and protection from the storms of life. He is our sukkah, our tabernacle, in whom we live and move and have our being. According to Acts 17:28. And Yeshua is the living water. On the last and greatest day of Sukkot, the people would celebrate the Simchat Beit HaShoveh, the rejoicing of the water drawing. They would carry a jug of water from the pool of Siloam to the temple, where it was poured out as an offering to Yahweh for rain. Yeshua stood in the temple on this day and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Read that in John 7:37-38. Yeshua is the living water that quenches our spiritual thirst. He is the one who brings true joy and meaning to our celebration of Sukkot. Oh, hallelujah. Yeshua is the light of the world. During Sukkot, the temple was filled with the light of tens of thousands of menorahs. Yeshua stood in this very temple and proclaimed, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In John 8:12. Yeshua is the light that shines in the darkness, guiding us on our path of righteousness. He is the one who illuminates our understanding that we may know Yahweh and his ways. Amen. Yeshua will tabernacle with us. The word sukkah comes from the Hebrew word that means tabernacle or dwelling place. Sukkot commemorates the time when Yahweh dwelled with his people in the wilderness, and it looks forward to the day when he will tabernacle with us again. Yeshua is the Word who became flesh and dwelled among us according to John 1:14. And he promises that one day he will return and tabernacle with us forever. He will establish a new heavens and a new earth, and he will be our God, and we will be his people. You can read about that in Revelation 21:3. But even now, he is with us, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Amen? Yeshua will bring in the harvest. Sukkot is a celebration of the harvest, and it looks forward to the great harvest of souls that will come into the kingdom of Yahweh. Yeshua is the one who sends out his reapers to gather in the harvest. He is the one who brings people from all nations to himself, that they may be saved and have eternal life. And he will return one day to reap the final harvest, separating the righteous from the wicked. Hallelujah. May we be found to be one of the righteous. Amen. Yeshua will establish his kingdom. Sukkot is a time of rejoicing that Yahweh is our king. And one day, Yeshua will return and establish his kingdom on earth. We will sit with him and reign with him as he sits on the throne of David and rules over Israel and the nations with a rod of iron. We will rule and reign with him on the earth. Hallelujah. Our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will bring peace and prosperity to the earth, and all will know that Yahweh is one. Sukkot is a foretaste of the joy and celebration that will take place in the Messianic Kingdom. And it's the one feast where, during the millennial reign of Christ, everyone's commanded to go up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah. So now we get to start it. We get to practice celebrating Sukkot. And as we celebrate Sukkot, let us rejoice in how Yeshua has fulfilled and will fulfill this feast in Yahweh in the future. Let us rejoice that he is our Sukkah, our living water, our light, the one who dwells with us, the bringer of the harvest, and the king who will establish his kingdom on the earth. Let us rejoice in his presence and his blessings, and let us look forward to the day when he will return to tabernacle with us forever on the earth. Wow. I am looking forward to the millennial reign. How about you? Because that's going to be a time of peace and prosperity for sure. Let us also remember that Sukkot is a time of unity and hospitality. The Sukkah is open on all sides, welcoming everyone to come and rejoice together. May our hearts be open as well, welcoming others to join us in celebrating Yahweh's goodness. And as we wave the lulav, let us pray that Yahweh will send the prophetic rain of his Spirit to refresh and revive us. Revive us again, O Lord. Send the rain, send the rain, send the rain. I know I need to be refreshed in the Holy Spirit today. How about you? Let us pray for a spiritual harvest, that many would come to know Yeshua as Messiah and Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, Sukkot is a time of great joy and celebration. But let us not forget the true reason for our rejoicing. Let us rejoice in Yahweh's presence, in his blessings, and in the salvation we have through Yeshua, that he has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the wonderful kingdom of light. We are now kingdom citizens. And let our celebration be pleasing to Yahweh, our King, and may it bring honor and glory to his holy name. Hallelujah. May your Sukkot be filled with joy, laughter, and the presence of Yahweh. May you be refreshed and renewed as you celebrate in your Sukkah. And may you be a blessing to those around you, shining the light of Yeshua to all. And as the Israelites say, Jewish people say, Chag Sameach, my friends, may you have a joyous feast. Thank you for joining me today as we remember that we're celebrating Sukkot, a celebration of joy. And as I always say, as you do life this week, may there be shalom in your home.